Ian Venner from Ellesmere put down the pizzas and picked up the dumbbells in a bid to lose weight. He's now planning a 100K charity trek to prove how far he's come. 100K. Our reporter, Naomi Dunning, went to meet him and started with those damning before and after photos.
We were in Abu Dhabi at that point. My father-in-law works in the oil and gas industry, and we were out visiting him, and we were at the poolside, and that's me throwing my son in as all fathers do on holiday.
So you're quite a bit bigger there?
Yeah, quite a bit bigger, and I still had some to put on. Probably another 2 years of good hard effort eating pizzas after that photograph. So yes, it was quite heavy. I was actually on a flight back from Mexico, having been out on business, and couldn't actually bend down to tie my shoelaces on the plane.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, genuinely couldn't. So yes, this was sort of, it would have been February, March 2011, something like that. And joined a gym the next week.
So that made you decided you had to change.
That was it. It was it. I mean, it was twofold, really. It was for me, but also it was for my children and, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, my grandchildren still being there.
Just seeing what this picture's called, fat.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yes. See, I called it that. Yes, it's just a reminder.
But you've gone to sort of a more extreme bodybuilding. How had that?
I'm not sure that I'd necessarily call myself a bodybuilder. I've always found that weight training suited me. Also, the science behind weightlifting is it actually burns more calories than doing cardio. So for me, it was sort of, it did both jobs. It sort of got the metabolism going and also was something I knew I could do.
Show me how best to lift these weights, then.
The easiest for these sort of dumbbells is a bicep curl, which is the one that sort of does that bit that sort of all the young lads want, the nice big bulging biceps, and it's a straight lift from your side, and it's nice and controlled, and it's just keeping things nice and easy.
Let me have a go, then. What weight are these?
These are 7 kilos.
So that feels pretty heavy to me, but I'm quite a weakling. Show me, how would I do it?
Inside. Just up.
Slowly up. Oh. And then back down again. And then what muscles am I working here?
You're working the front of your arm, the main sort of, so if you like, poser's muscle. The bicep at the front of your arm is the one you work with, that one.
Right. Oh, gosh. That's really going to burn after a little while, isn't it?
It does. They're very effective, though.
So how much would you normally lift?
On the bench press, I'm pushing about 120 kilos at the moment. That's, I don't know, about 18, 19 stone.
That's a lot.
I'm quite strong.
So you could lift me, then?
Yes.
So you can lift me up and down?
Yeah. On holiday, the children tend to enjoy that. Normally there's a pyramid, so my daughter on my shoulders and my son on her shoulders as a pyramid, and it's... Yeah,
but
it's
that gets
fun.
Some attention.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun for them, yes.
And then what about the trek? Because a bodybuilder-style body is not what you'd think of somebody who's doing a 100K trek.
That's true. It was a post on a Facebook page, and it was just a little side banner that said something along the lines of, "Are you tough enough?" And so I clicked on it, and it came up, Blind Veterans UK. And I didn't really know who they were until I saw the name St Dunstan's, which is obviously one of our oldest charities for veterans. I just thought, well, it's an opportunity to, A, show where I've got to. So come from the point where I couldn't walk up a flight of steps to walking 100 kilometres in less than 24 hours, and an opportunity to raise some money for a charity as well.
As at Naomi Dunning getting some weightlifting lessons. Well, and being the weight as well, being lifted at one point as well.
Good for him.
From Ian Venner. And you can find out more about the trek at www.blindveteransblog.org.uk/walk-100K. Very good. Impressive work to be done there.
Oh, he's very good that he's turned his life around and picks up random strangers when they go and interview him.
That might have been a one-off.